This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Kai Rizdahl. Now to Detroit, where the downtown and some of the neighborhoods nearby have been getting plenty of attention for attracting new residents and businesses. But the city is sprawling, more than 138 square miles in all. Sarah Hewlett takes a look at one pocket of Detroit where residents are trying to rebuild a local economy around two assets, vacant land and committed neighbors.
Fenkel Street is the main drag through a somewhat notorious neighborhood in the far northwest part of Detroit.
This block here has been sort of a black eye in the neighborhood for a long time.
That's Harry Reisig, and he's with Neighbors Building Brightmoor. Brightmoor is the name of this neighborhood. It's about as far as you can get, both literally and metaphorically, from Detroit's slickly made-over downtown. Last month, Reisig and his neighbors bought a vacant building on Fenkel Street at a tax foreclosure auction. The plan is to turn it into a community kitchen. It'll work like a co-op, buy a membership to use it, maybe pay an hourly fee.
We'll go this way.
Yeah.
Gavin Buckley shows me around.
We've got two walk-in coolers that are fully functional and two walk-in freezers that are fully functional, and we have food prep tables that need a little love.
For these guys, this kitchen is the next logical step in creating a local economy based on food. Half the land in this neighborhood is vacant. Neighbors have reclaimed a lot of that land for gardens from which kids grow and sell produce. There are hoop houses, a co-op greenhouse, even a little goat farm. The idea with a kitchen is to give people a place to make food products to sell, tomato sauce, pickles. There's already a maple syrup operation here and a guy who brews beer.
Having a value-added product and having something that can actually create jobs in the neighborhood is the number one priority.
That's Joe Rashid. He's with a group called the Brightmoor Alliance. They do community and economic development work here. Rashid says there are plans for a cafe in the front of the building where high school kids could get work experience. Ultimately, the kitchen could even create spin-off businesses and more jobs. And Rashid says one reason he thinks this thing is going to work is the can-do attitude of the folks who live here.
You know, there's a motto in Brightmoor, and it's, we do everything with you, we do nothing for you.
The plan is for the community kitchen to be open for business by the spring. In Detroit, I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.